There are many steps you can take to help improve the health of your patients by addressing non-medical determinants. You can make house calls when you suspect a patient's home environment is factoring into their illness. You can advocate to employ a social worker in your clinic, especially if you serve a low-income community. You can use the IHELP acronym, which stands for Income, Housing, Education, and Employment, Legal Status, and Personal and Family Stability and Safety. You can use this when taking histories from your patients and know where to send your patients for resources if they screen positive. Think about how you could support community groups that work to improve non-medical determinants of health, either in the United States or in another country. Examples of such groups are those that support homeless families or other vulnerable families, or those that support after-school programs for youth. You could also learn about ways to train healthcare workers on community-oriented approaches to improve health, such as providing nutrition and hygiene education to mothers' groups. You could get a master's in public health degree to learn more about the public health aspects of medicine. You could get involved politically or run for office to advocate for your patient's non-medical determinants of health. You could even conduct research with non-medical determinants of health in mind. While this list is not comprehensive, we hope it gives you some good starting points to get acting.